Lost sheep, lost coin, lost son. The religious crowd was upset when they saw common sinners flocking around Jesus. They said, "He allows tax collectors and sinners to be around him. He even eats meals with them." Jesus responded by telling them these three stories. He said, "A shepherd owned 100 sheep. During the evening count, he realized that one of them was missing. So he left the 99 and started searching for his lost sheep. When he found it, he put it on his shoulders and carried it home. He then called his friends and neighbors and said, 'Oh, come celebrate with me. I found the sheep that was lost.' So it is in heaven. There is rejoicing when a sinner repents and turns his life over to God." A woman suddenly realized that one of her 10 wedding coins was missing. She lit a lamp and carefully swept the entire house until she found it. She was so relieved that she called her friends and neighbors and said, "Oh, come and rejoice with me. I lost one of my coins, and now I've found it." So it is in heaven. When one sinner turns back to God, there is rejoicing among the angels. A man had two sons. The younger one came to him and said, "I want my inheritance, and I want it now. Divide up your estate and give me my share." This made the father sad, but he divided his estate and gave each son his portion. The younger son left home and traveled to a far-off place. He had wild parties and spent his money freely until it was all gone. Suddenly a severe famine hit the land, and he had no place to live and nothing to eat. He took a job watching over pigs. His hunger became so great, he started to envy what the pigs were eating. He was totally destitute, and no one gave him anything. One day he said, "I'm about to die of starvation. Yet those who work for my father have enough to eat. I'll go back and humble myself before my father. I'll ask him to hire me as one of his servants. I'll say, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I know I can't be a family member again, but please hire me as a field hand.'" He started walking home. When he was still a long ways off, his father saw him coming. With joy, the man ran to his son and threw his arms around his neck and kissed him. The son pulled back, bowed his head, and started giving his speech. "Father, I've sinned against God and against you. I know I can't be a family member again." The father called out to his servants, "Quick, go get the best clothes and shoes. Put them on my son. Get a family ring for his finger." He turned to some other servants. "Go to the field and get the choice calf. We're going to feast tonight. My son was dead, but now he's alive. He was lost, but now he's found. We're going to celebrate." That evening, the older son finished working in the field and walked towards the house. He suddenly heard the music and saw people dancing. He asked one of the servants, "What's going on?" "Oh, it's your brother. He has come home, so your father has killed the choice calf and is celebrating. He wants you to join him." The older brother became angry and wouldn't go to the party. The father went out to him and said, "Son, please come and rejoice with me." The son became angry and said, "I've been faithful to you all these years and have done everything you asked. Not once did you kill even a small goat to honor my faithfulness. And now this scoundrel takes family property and gives it to prostitutes, and you reward him with a fatted calf." The father looked at him and said, "Oh, my son, You've always been here, close to me. All that I have is yours. But your brother, he was dead. Now he's alive. He was lost. Now he's found. Come, celebrate with me. Let's rejoice together.